But what about a pair of beads or string of beads?
Well, you could call it either way. A pair of beads or a string of beads.
Mm-hmm.
And not a piece of a necklace.
Mm-hmm.
Either one will work.
What did men used to wear to hold up their trousers?
Osporters.
Okay.
You mean the socks?
No, to hold up their pants.
Oh, suspenders.
Hmm?
Suspenders they used to wear then.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody called them ganases, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about something you'd hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
Okay. And the very last thing that you put on the bed?
Sheet. Or spread.
Okay. Any old-fashioned name for spread?
No, that's just bedspread.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have a counterpin?
Some people have counterpins.
What's that?
It's an order of bedspread. Just a different name for it.
Mm-hmm. And up at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
And do you remember anything about longer than a pillow?
Longer than a pillow?
Mm-hmm. They go up at the top of the bed?
Well, they used to have these long pillows. Mm-hmm. I'd like to touch that again. Yeah, all the way across the bed. What you give them a name? I know my, before you stop back there, I give them enough feathers to make one all the way across the bed.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call them?
Do you have a bolster or
bolster?
Anything like that? Or did you ever have a name for it?
I never did have one. I didn't have none. I just had me a pillar and my husband a pillar. But mm-hmm. She made a whole long thing across the bed with feathers mm-hmm. in it. You know, had a tip with that to do. I feel them up. What do you call it? Bolster? Is it a bolster?
I guess that's...
It's something on that old. I don't know why I call it right now or not, but anyway, that's something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes all the way in any year on one half foot, and he lost another part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And something that people used to make to put on the bed for warmth.
You mean blankets?
Okay, or something that women used to
quilts, sell. Quilts.
Okay.
Oh, well, I made a million then. I don't sell them yet.
Do you still make them?
Yeah, I make. And my mother got me to make one for my each brother and said my sister, other sister, they was going to have to make me other brother some. Then they didn't make it. I made my brother. Each one of my oldest brother one. And then my mother quilted it for her.
Hmm.
Yeah. You know, I didn't learn to crochet, but I learned to piece up scraps.
Mm-hmm.
Rainy days when it rained, I'd get in the back room there, pull out all the scraps, and I'd cut them and piece up till I get enough to make a quilt, and I'd put them near me and my mother quilted them. I don't know how many I quilted for myself. I quilted them one piece, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was just a hobby I had. And I see I never did have no chance to learn to crochet. It was just I know I could piece up scraps, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd had them all kinds of ways. I had some right like pretty quilts. I just love to do that, and then I love to quilt it too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, people don't use many quilts, they use blankets.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, in a way, it's just as cheap, but they're not as pretty as a quilt to me. I just love a pretty quilt. And a quilt's warmer in a way. But now when winter comes, I like that heater. I turn it on about one, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I don't need nothing but about say a blanket because it keeps the house warm all night long. That's the reason I said I may have to take that thing out over there and make me a fireplace if I can't get no fuel because I'll be cold if I don't.
Mm-hmm. You just boarded that fireplace up recently?
Yeah, he just put plywood in there. My husband did, you know,
mm-hmm.
just covered it up with plywood. And put that piece down at the bar. We had it, I don't know how many years we used it, but see when the wind comes from the north, see the boys that made it too short. When the wind comes from the north, it comes down in and blows the smut out in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't stand that, so he just covered it up.